item, which is spring bear hunts. And this is a decision. I'm not sure who in staff is going to be. Oh, it's Anise. Anise, are you there?
Yes. Yes, Commissioner, I'm here.
There he is. Okay. Well, without further ado, go ahead, Anise.
All right. I will share my screen with the presentation. All right. Can folks see that?
No, not yet.
Okay, there it goes.
Now we see it. It's good.
All right. Well, good morning, commissioners, director, deputy director. Commissioner Baker mentioned, this is a decision on spring black bear season. I will maybe ask Joe to kind of preamble this presentation, because we did receive a letter threatening litigation on this. And so I wanted to highlight that and before we go forward. Joe?
Sure. Thanks, Anise, Vice Chair and Commission. Yes, you have all been forwarded a letter threatening litigation if the Commission decides to move forward with this presentation. It linked to statements that I had made to the Commission at the last public meeting, as well as statements that Anise had made. And just to issue clarification about one point, if I had said it, I did not intend to suggest that the Commission did not have the authority to vote no on this motion. The Commission has the Commission can vote either way on this motion to amend the rule. So I just want to clearly state that on the record. And otherwise, with respect to the litigation threat, there are litigation threats made against various decisions of the Commission and the Department. Over time, they're becoming more common, actually. And sometimes those threats are followed through and cases are filed. Sometimes they're not. And when cases are filed, we are here to defend the actions of the agency. And so that's our, on the public record, my reaction to the letter is that, as one of your team of attorneys, we are here to defend the actions of the Commission on this agenda item, and the Commission is free to proceed with this action item as planned.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. And I guess I too want to clarify, I think there were some, I did also make statements that we did not consider not having a season for lots of reasons, because in the game management plan, it does say that we could have a spring season for reasons of both recreational harvest and to deal with management issues. And we have had a season for more than a decade, back to 2002. So, since I guess my statement was more related to the fact that we did not consider it. It wasn't related that you could not vote not to have a season. So I just want to make sure that that is also clear. And, with the presentation, I'll go through some of the rationale for, why we are recommending a season. So I'll move through that. And, hopefully, if you have questions, I'll be glad to answer them. Okay, so this is an excerpt from the game management plan. It does, and this is in the recreation section of the game management plan. It does say that spring hunts are designed to address emerging management needs, such as bear damage to trees, commercial timberland, bear-human conflict, or more evenly distributed harvest compared to fall season. So this speaks to both dealing with issues and to having recreational hunting opportunity. And that's what I was trying to, say in my presentation last time, that it's not always one of these reasons. It could be a multitude of reasons for having a spring bear season. The recommended changes are minor, as I mentioned last time, basically to standardize season dates to reflect the 2021 season. to clarify some of the language associated with the new bear check-in process. We are also recommending removing Weyerhaeuser from Columbia Timberlands from the North Skagit area because they are not allowing access to their land, and that if we include it, then folks would be asking them for access. Since they don't allow access, there's really no need to include their properties in that hunt. And then the last one is to reduce the permit numbers on the Long Beach hunt by 2 permits. So there's only 10 permits in that area, and that's more related to access to private lands in those areas. Kind of an iteration of all of the public comment. We received 835 comments. 328 of those were on our online survey, and we had 3 email letters, and then 504 form letters, which basically said the same thing. And I read what that text was at the last meeting. I won't belay that here. So about 44% of the survey respondent had kind of a neutral stand on this proposal and didn't provide whether they were for it or against it in the survey. 63% of the survey respondent who did specify their stance were in general support. 37% of the survey respondents who did specify their stance were generally opposed to this rule change.
Hey, Barbara, can I ask a question or should I wait?
No, you should ask a question if you have one, Brad.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Anise. On the Weyerhaeuser land, are we talking a lot of acreage there? And is there any access to, do they have their own hunts that go on or is that just locked off?
So, I'm not sure of the extent of the property, to be honest. I can look into that, but there is no other hunt. I mean, they can't have their own hunts. There is no such thing, I guess, unless they have to come through the department to have a hunt. Unless you're referring to the damage hunts that sometimes occur on those properties, we have not. That only occurs when they have damage, so they would have
their land then could be kind of viewed as a preserve.
Yeah, for at least during the spring season, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
If I may, Barbara, Brad, because it's here in the Upper Skagit, the gates are generally locked, and they have different protocols for different times of the year when people can access it or not. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Anise, go ahead.
All right. So some of the common themes that we heard from our online survey is that folks would like a general spring bear season, so no permits, just basically over the counter. We heard that they would like to see more permits in the permit season. We heard that they would like to see more GMUs included in the spring bear hunt. And some indicated they would like to see more access to some of those timberlands that are being locked up. Some opposed spring bear hunting, and others opposed bear hunting in general. As I mentioned, we received 3 emails from, 2 were from organized groups and 1 from a member of the public. All of those opposed spring bear hunting. The reasons they gave was there wasn't enough bear population information. They also mentioned possible cub orphaning. And then the third point they made was there is no evidence that these hunts are having the desired effect. And then they also indicated that the general public may not agree with these hunts. At the last commission meeting, 14 people testified here. One person spoke in favor of the proposed rule change. All the others testified that they were opposed to a spring bear season. At the time, the department did not consider removing the bear season during the rulemaking process, basically because this hunt is in our game management plan. It does provide hunting opportunity and helps us deal with some issues. and has been ongoing without, I guess, without having a missed season since 2002. So, you know, we did not feel that not having a season was something that we would consider at this time, given that it's not a population level issue for the bear population. Having said that, you obviously have the authority to say there will be no spring bear season, as both Joe and I mentioned. And if you would like us to evaluate the spring bear season in future iterations of the game management plan, we're certainly inclined to do so if we're instructed by the commission. So with all that being said, my recommendation is to move forward to adopt the recommended rule changes as presented.
Commissioner Thorburn has her hand up.
I move to adopt the amendments to WAC 220-415-080 as presented by staff. And if there's a second, I will comment on the motion.
Is there a second?
This is Commissioner Linville. I'll second that.
Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
So we did hear a lot of testimony at the last meeting, and I believe the commission was interested in further discussing the testimony from the anti-hunting groups. So I propose that we take the issue up in the Wildlife Committee. But I certainly support the motion.
Thanks, Kim. I should note that it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the recommendations by staff on spring bear hunt. Do other commissioners have questions or comments before we get to a vote on this? Commissioner Smith.
Thank you. I will support the motion, but I think what Kim said, I would like to elaborate a bit on that. I think this is an issue that we should look in more deeply to, vis-a-vis other states, what they're doing and trends and where recreation overlaps with management. I think the issue needs to be studied a bit more than the past, but at this point I will support the motion, but looking at more in depth as was raised by a number of constituents out there. So thank you.
Thanks, Brad. Does anybody else have questions or comments before we take this vote? If not, I guess I have a comment. This is a tricky one for me because I was surprised at the level of opposition. And I was also a bit under the impression that we used mostly the spring permit hunts for the conflict issues that have been raised. So I learned a lot at the last meeting, and my specific concern is about the orphaning of the cubs, and I need to learn a lot more about that. And so we talked to Anise on the during the call, but I am not convinced that that we're doing enough to prevent the orphaning of cubs. On the other hand, regardless of the legalities of this issue, I do not believe it's a good idea to make a big decision on any of these issues without people being notified that such a big decision is being considered and having the chance to weigh in. And we didn't hear from very many people in the public testimony that were on notice that this was, that actually the question of having a spring hunt was a question. I don't feel that it would be fair to eliminate something that's been going on for almost 20 years with no notice to the public. And I think the backlash would be substantial if we did that. So at this point, I don't love the idea of a spring hunt, but on the other hand, I haven't heard from people who would probably disagree with that. So I'm going to vote no on the regulation change. But like Brad, I am I think that this question isn't really fairly presented right now, and I look forward to more conversation about this in the future and appreciate Commissioner Thorburn's offer to tee this up with the Wildlife Committee very soon. So anybody else have anything to say? Looks like Commissioner Anderson's hand's up.
Well, I'll be voting in support of the motion. I do believe that one of the objectives for the department and for the commission is that we do support hunting. So I think this is in that context. I do believe that it's worth studying, and I look forward to the wildlife discussions because perhaps we can get more fine-tuned in our approach and clarify questions and the direction we may go.
Any further discussion? Okay, Commissioner Thorburn has moved that the regulation changes as set out by staff be approved. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Me? With that vote, we have approved the recommended regulation changes for the spring bear hunt, and we are on to